And you mentioned just previously there, Ray, that you immediately set your mind to back to the session work, really. This was like in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And you got involved with, we might mention briefly, the Southern mod bands. It was a time of like the new wave and on the back of punk, wasn't it, really?
It was, and it was. I got involved with a band called the Teen Beats. Somebody had told me about them, went to see them. And I was involved with I knew John Craig really well, who had Safari Records. And I went to John and I said, I've seen this band. Something about them. They were in a rehearsal room, but I went down to see them. And there was this kid out front, Huggy Lever, who was just so charismatic. You know, he was he's just one of those kids who knew what you wanted. And they all looked, you know, like small faces all look right together. They just looked right somehow. They had a little guitar player, Ken Kotze, who I'm still real friends with. In fact, I spoke to him yesterday. I said, you guys have got something. You know, I said, I can't promise anything, but I think that I can maybe get you a record deal. And they were so pleased. And I went to John Craig and I said, I've seen this band, John. And, you know, John knows that I know what's going on out there. And he said, do you want some studio time? So I said, yeah. So I did some studio time. And they used to start off with, I can't control myself, the Trogs hit. And Huggy used to scream out, oh, no. That's as the Reg Presley thing started with. And they did a great version of it. We recorded it and let John have it. And John said, yeah, I like this. He said, is there any more bands like this? And I said, yeah, there probably are. So we did a few more tracks with this. And then I asked Huggy, you know, bands that he knew and the other guys. And we got this sort of the little group together. There was a band called The Same, Missing Persons. And John said, oh, we've got another couple of bands on the label, Purple Hearts, another mod band. And he said, oh, we get an instrumental band. And I said, oh, well, I'll form that. We'll call it the South Coast Scar Stars. So I did that, and we did a couple of instrumentals, really good instrumentals, with Wesley McGugan playing saxophone, who was a great saxophone player who played with Hazel O'Connor. He did that wonderful track, Will You? Anyway, we put that together. John put it out up on the South. I was on the South Downs. Next thing we know is, a record company in Canada had heard it, and they wanted to put out I Can't Control Myself, number one in Canada. That went, and the band went over there, and it was a big successful record. But they, you know, young kids, the Teen Beats, they fought and argued and broke up like did all the other bands, and that. But that album, Up on the South Down, Cherry Red have that now, I believe. Yes, they do. Yeah. The interest in it again, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not, it's a good, what am I saying amazing? It's a good album. Some good, Teen Beats were a great band. Huggy Lever went on to become an actor. He was in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. He worked with Guy Ritchie a lot, and then he was in EastEnders. I think he's out of the business now, but he's still a great guy. I've spoken to him not so long ago, and he's funny as hell, and he's a great East London boy, you know. That's how I met up with them, and it's amazing how they, Ken Copsey, the guitarist, has had a really successful photographic business, hasn't it? And I think all these little guys who were, and when I talk to Ken now, he sounds like a man.